This is Audible.
As above, so below. As within, so without. The Emerald Tablet, circa 3000 BC.
Dedicated to you, may the secret bring you love and joy for your entire existence. That is my intention for you and for the world.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Secret, by Rhonda Byrne. Read by the author, with commentary by leading scientists, authors, and philosophers. Now, Rhonda Byrne.
A year ago, my life had collapsed around me. I'd worked myself into exhaustion, my father died suddenly, and my relationships with my work colleagues and loved ones were in turmoil. Little did I know at the time, out of my greatest despair was to come the greatest gift. I'd been given a glimpse of a great secret, the secret to life. The glimpse came in a 100-year-old book given to me by my daughter Haley. I began tracing the secret back through history. I couldn't believe all the people who knew this. They were the greatest people in history. Plato, Shakespeare, Newton, Hugo, Beethoven, Lincoln, Emerson, Edison, Einstein. Incredulous, I asked, why doesn't everyone know this? A burning desire to share the secret with the world consumed me, and I began searching for people alive today who knew the secret. One by one, they began to emerge. I became a magnet. As I began to search, one great living master after another was drawn to me. When I discovered one teacher, that one would link to the next in a perfect chain. If I was on the wrong track, something else would catch my attention. And through the diversion, the next great teacher would appear. If I accidentally pressed the wrong link on an internet search, I would be led to a vital piece of information. In a few short weeks, I had traced the secret back through the centuries, and I had discovered the modern-day practitioners of the secret. The vision of taking the secret to the world in a film had become fixed in my mind, and over the following 2 months, my film and television production team learned the secret. It was imperative that every team member knew it, because without its knowledge, what we were about to attempt would be impossible. We did not have a single teacher secured to film, but we knew the secret, and so with utter faith, I flew from Australia to the United States, where the majority of the teachers were based. 7 weeks later, the secret team had filmed 55 of the greatest teachers across the United States, with over 120 hours of film. With every step, with every breath, we used the secret to create the secret. We literally magnetized everything and everyone to us. 8 months later, the secret was released. As the film swept the world, stories of miracles began to flood in. People wrote about healing from chronic pain, depression and disease, walking for the first time after an accident, even recovering from a deathbed. We have received thousands of accounts of the secret being used to bring about large sums of money and unexpected checks in the mail. People have used the secret to manifest their perfect homes, life partners, cars, jobs and promotions, with many accounts of businesses being transformed within days of applying the secret. There have been heartwarming stories of stressed relationships involving children being restored to harmony. Some of the most magnificent stories we've received have come from children using the secret to attract what they want, including high grades and friends. The secret has inspired doctors to share the knowledge with their patients, universities and schools with their students, health clubs with their clients, churches of all denominations and spiritual centres with their congregations. There are secret parties being held in homes around the world as people share the knowledge with loved ones and families. The secret has been used to attract all manner of things, from a specific feather to $10 million. All of this has taken place in the few months since the release of the film. My intention in creating The Secret was, and still is, that it will bring joy to billions around the world. The Secret team is experiencing the realization of that intention every day. We receive thousands upon thousands of letters from people across the world, of all ages, all races and all nationalities, expressing gratitude for the joy of The Secret. There isn't a single thing that you cannot do with this knowledge. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. The Secret can give you whatever you want. 24 amazing teachers are featured in this book. Their words were filmed all over the United States, all at different times, yet they speak as one voice. This book contains the Secret teachers' words, and it also contains miraculous stories of the Secret in action. I have shared all of the easy paths, tips and shortcuts that I have learned so that you can live the life of your dreams. As you travel through its words and you learn the Secret, you will come to know how you can have, be or do anything you want. You will come to know who you really are. You will come to know the true magnificence that awaits you.
Chapter 1, The Secret Revealed. Bob Proctor, philosopher, author, and personal coach.
This secret gives you everything you want, happiness, health, and wealth.
Dr. Joe Vitale, metaphysician, marketing specialist, and author.
You can have, do, or be anything you want.
John Assaraf, entrepreneur and money-making expert.
We can have whatever it is that we choose. I don't care how big it is.
What kind of a house do you want to live in?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
What do you really want?
Dr. John DeMartini, philosopher, chiropractor, healer, and personal transformation specialist.
This is the great secret of life.
Dr. Dennis Waitley, psychologist and trainer in the field of mind potential.
The leaders in the past who had the secret wanted to keep the power and not share the power. So they kept people ignorant of the secret. People went to work, they did their job, they came home. They were on a treadmill with no power because the secret was kept in the few.
Throughout history, there have been many who coveted the knowledge of the secret. And there have been many who found a way of spreading this knowledge to the world.
Michael Bernard Beckwith, visionary and founder of Agape International Spiritual Center.
I've seen many miracles take place in people's lives. Financial miracles, miracles of physical healing, mental healing, healing in relationships.
Jack Canfield, author, teacher, life coach, and motivational speaker.
All of this happened because of knowing how to apply the secret.
What is the secret? Bob Proctor.
You've probably been sitting there wondering, what is the secret? I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same laws. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships. We can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. I don't care if you're in India, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Stockholm, or London, or Toronto, or Montreal, or New York. We're all working with one power, one law. It's attraction. The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. You see, whatever is going on in your mind, you are attracting to you.
Every thought of yours is a real thing, a force. Prentice Mulford.
The greatest teachers who have ever lived have told us that the law of attraction is the most powerful law in the universe. Poets such as William Shakespeare, Robert Browning, and William Blake delivered it in their poetry. Musicians such as Ludwig van Beethoven expressed it through their music. Artists such as Leonardo da Vinci depicted it in their paintings. Great thinkers including Socrates, Plato, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Pythagoras, Sir Francis Bacon, Sir Isaac Newton, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, and Victor Hugo shared it in their teachings. Their names have been immortalized and their legendary existence has survived centuries. Religions such as Hinduism, Hermetic traditions, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and civilizations such as the ancient Babylonians and Egyptians delivered it through their writings and stories. Recorded throughout the ages in all its forms, the law can be found in ancient writings through all the centuries. It was recorded in stone in 3000 BC. Even though some coveted this knowledge, and indeed they did, it has always been there for anyone to discover. The law began at the beginning of time. It has always been and will always be. It is the law that determines the complete order in the universe, every moment of your life and every single thing you experience in your life. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are, the law of attraction is forming your entire life experience. And this all-powerful law is doing that through your thoughts. You are the one who calls the law of attraction into action, and you do it through your thoughts. In 1912, Charles Harnell described the law of attraction as the greatest and the most infallible law upon which the entire system of creation depends.
Bob Proctor.
Wise people have always known that. You can go right back to the ancient Babylonians. They've always known this. It's a small, select group of people.
The ancient Babylonians and their great prosperity have been well documented by scholars. They are also known for creating one of the seven wonders of the world, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Through their understanding and application of the laws of the universe, they became one of the wealthiest races in history.
Why do you think that 1% of the population earns around 96% of all the money that's being earned? Do you think that's an accident? It's no accident. It's designed that way. They understand something. They understand the secret. And you are being introduced to the secret.
People who've drawn wealth into their lives use the secret, whether consciously or unconsciously. They think thoughts of abundance and wealth, and they do not allow any contradictory thoughts to take root in their minds. Their predominant thoughts are of wealth. They only know wealth, and nothing else exists in their minds. Whether they are aware of it or not, their predominant thoughts of wealth are what brought wealth to them. It is the law of attraction in action. A perfect example to demonstrate the secret and the law of attraction in action is this. You may know of people who acquired massive wealth, lost it all, and within a short time acquired massive wealth again. What happened in these cases, whether they knew it or not, is that their dominant thoughts were on wealth. That is how they acquired it in the first instance. Then they allowed fearful thoughts of losing the wealth to enter their minds until those fearful thoughts of loss became their dominant thoughts. They tipped the scales from thinking thoughts of wealth to thinking thoughts of loss, and so they lost it all. Once they had lost it, however, the fear of loss disappeared, and they tipped the scales back with dominant thoughts of wealth, and wealth returned. The law responds to your thoughts, no matter what they may be.
Like attracts like. John Assaraf.
The simplest way for me to look at the law of attraction is if I think of myself as a magnet, and I know that a magnet will attract to it.
You are the most powerful magnet in the universe. You contain a magnetic power within you that is more powerful than anything in this world. And this unfathomable magnetic power is emitted through your thoughts.
Bob Doyle, author and Law of Attraction specialist.
Basically put, the Law of Attraction says that like attracts like. But we're really talking at a level of thought.
The Law of Attraction says like attracts like. And so as you think a thought, you are also attracting like thoughts to you. Here are more examples you may have experienced of the Law of Attraction in your life. Have you ever started to think about something you were not happy about? And the more you thought about it, the worse it seemed? That's because as you think one sustained thought, the Law of Attraction immediately brings more like thoughts to you. In a matter of minutes, you've gotten so many like unhappy thoughts coming to you that the situation seems to be getting worse. The more you think about it, the more upset you get. You may have experienced attracting like thoughts when you listened to a song and then found that you couldn't get that song out of your head. The song just kept playing over and over in your mind. When you listened to that song, even though you may not have realized it, you gave your full attention and focus of thought to it. As you did that, you were powerfully attracting more like thoughts of that song. And so the Law of Attraction moved into action and delivered more thoughts of that song, over and over again.
John Assaraf.
Our job as humans is to hold on to the thoughts of what we want, make it absolute clear in our minds what we want, and from that we start to invoke one of the greatest laws in the universe, and that's the Law of Attraction. You become what you think about most, but you also attract what you think about most.
Your life right now is a reflection of your past thoughts. That includes all the great things and all the things you consider not so great. Since you attract to you what you think about most, it is easy to see what your dominant thoughts have been on every subject of your life, because that is what you have experienced. Until now. Now you are learning the secret, and with this knowledge, you can change everything. If you can think about what you want in your mind and make that your dominant thought, you will bring it into your life.
Mike Dooley, author and international speaker.
And that principle can be summed up in three simple words. Thoughts become things.
Through this most powerful law, your thoughts become the things in your life. Your thoughts become things. Say this over to yourself and let it seep into your consciousness and your awareness. Your thoughts become things.
John Assaraf.
What most people don't understand is a thought has a frequency. We can measure a thought. And so if you're thinking that thought over and over and over again, or if you're imagining in your mind, okay, having that brand new car, having the money that you need, building that company, finding your soulmate, if you imagine what that looks like, you're emitting that frequency on a consistent basis.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
Thoughts are sending out that magnetic signal that is drawing the parallel back to you.
The predominant thought, or the mental attitude, is the magnet, and the law is that like attracts like. Consequently, the mental attitude will invariably attract such conditions as correspond to its nature. Charles Honnell.
Thoughts are magnetic, and thoughts have a frequency. As you think, those thoughts are sent out into the universe, and they magnetically attract all like things that are on the same frequency. everything sent out returns to the source, and that source is you. Think of it this way. We understand that a television station's transmission tower broadcasts via a frequency, which is transformed into pictures on your television. Most of us don't really understand how it works, but we know that each channel has a frequency, and when we tune into that frequency, we see the pictures on our television. We choose the frequency by selecting the channel, and we then receive the pictures broadcast on that channel. If we want to see different pictures on our television, we change the channel and tune into a new frequency. You are a human transmission tower, and you are more powerful than any television tower created on Earth. You are the most powerful transmission tower in the universe. Your transmission creates your life and it creates the world. The frequency you transmit reaches beyond cities, beyond countries, beyond the world. It reverberates throughout the entire universe, and you are transmitting that frequency with your thoughts. The pictures you receive from the transmission of your thoughts are not on a television screen in your living room. They are the pictures of your life. Your thoughts create the frequency. They attract like things on that frequency, and then they are broadcast back to you as your life pictures. If you want to change anything in your life, change the channel and change the frequency by changing your thoughts.
The vibrations of mental force are the finest and consequently the most powerful in existence. Charles Honnell.
Bob Proctor.
See yourself living in abundance and you will attract it. It always works. It works every time with every person.
As you think of yourself living in abundance, you are powerfully and consciously determining your life through the law of attraction. It's that easy. But then the most obvious question becomes, why isn't everybody living the life of their dreams?
Attract the good instead of the bad. John Assaraf.
Here's the problem. Most people are thinking about what they don't want, and they're wondering why it shows up over and over and over again.
The only reason why people do not have what they want is because they are thinking more about what they don't want than what they do want. Listen to your thoughts and listen to the words you are saying. The law is absolute and there are no mistakes. An epidemic worse than any plague that humankind has ever seen has been raging for centuries. It is the don't want epidemic. People keep this epidemic alive when they predominantly think, speak, act and focus on what they don't want. But this is the generation that will change history, because we are receiving the knowledge that can free us of this epidemic. It begins with you, and you can become a pioneer of this new thought movement by simply thinking and speaking about what you want.
Bob Doyle.
The law of attraction doesn't care whether you perceive something to be good or bad, or whether you don't want it or whether you do want it. It's responding to your thoughts. So if you're sitting there looking at a mountain of debt, feeling terrible about it, that's the signal you're putting out into the universe. Wow, I feel really bad because of all this debt I've got. You're just affirming it to yourself. You feel it on every level of your being. That's what you're going to get more of.
The law of attraction is a law of nature. It is impersonal, and it does not say good things or bad things. It is receiving your thoughts and reflecting back to you those thoughts as your life experience. The law of attraction simply gives you whatever it is you are thinking about.
Lisa Nichols, author and personal empowerment advocate.
The law of attraction is really obedient. When you think of the things that you want and you focus on them with all of your intention, the law of attraction will give you what you want every time. When you focus on the things that you don't want, I don't want to be late, I don't want to be late. The law of attraction doesn't hear that you don't want it. It manifests the things that you're thinking of. And so it's going to show up over and over and over again. The law of attraction is not biased to wants or don't wants.
When you focus your thoughts on something you want and you hold that focus, you are in that moment summoning what you want with the mightiest power in the universe. The law of attraction doesn't compute don't or not or no or any other words of negation. As you speak words of negation, this is what the law of attraction is receiving.
I don't want to spill something on this outfit. I want to spill something on this outfit, and I want to spill more things.
I don't want a bad haircut. I want bad haircuts.
I don't want to be delayed. I want delays.
I don't want that person to be rude to me. I want that person and more people to be rude to me.
I don't want the restaurant to give away our table.
I want restaurants to give away our tables.
I don't want these shoes to hurt.
I want these shoes to hurt.
I can't handle all this work. I want more work than I can handle.
I don't want to catch the flu. I want the flu, and I want to catch more things.
I don't want to argue.
I want more argue.
Don't speak to me like that. I want you to speak to me like that. And I want other people to speak to me like that.
The law of attraction is giving you what you are thinking about. Period.
Bob Proctor.
The law of attraction is always working, whether you believe it or understand it or not.
The law of attraction is the law of creation. Quantum physicists tell us that the entire universe emerged from thought. You create your life through your thoughts and the law of attraction, and every single person does the same. It doesn't just work if you know about it. It has always been working in your life and every other person's life throughout history. When you become aware of this great law, then you become aware of how incredibly powerful you are to be able to think your life into existence.
Lisa Nichols.
It's working as much as you're thinking. Anytime your thoughts are flowing, the law of attraction is operational. When you're thinking about the past, the present, or the future, the law of attraction is working. It's an ongoing process. You don't press pause. You don't press stop. It is forever in action, as your thoughts are.
Whether we realize it or not, we are thinking most of the time. If you are speaking or listening to someone, you are thinking. If you are reading the newspaper or watching television, you are thinking. When you recall memories from your past, you are thinking. When you are considering something in your future, you are thinking. When you are driving, you are thinking. When you are getting ready in the morning, you are thinking. For many of us, the only time we are not thinking is when we are asleep. However, the forces of attraction are still operating on our last thoughts as we fall asleep. Make your last thoughts before going to sleep good thoughts.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Creation is always happening. Every time an individual has a thought or a prolonged, chronic way of thinking, they're in the creation process. Something is going to manifest out of those thoughts.
What you are thinking now is creating your future life. You create your life with your thoughts. Because you are always thinking, you are always creating. What you think about the most or focus on the most is what will appear as your life. Like all the laws of nature, there is utter perfection in this law. You create your life. Whatever you sow, you reap. Your thoughts are seeds, and the harvest you reap will depend on the seeds you plant. If you are complaining, the law of attraction will powerfully bring into your life more situations for you to complain about. If you are listening to someone else complain and focusing on that, sympathizing with them, agreeing with them, in that moment, you are attracting more situations to yourself to complain about. The law is simply reflecting and giving back to you exactly what you are focusing on with your thoughts. With this powerful knowledge, you can completely change every circumstance and event in your entire life by changing the way you think.
Bill Harris, teacher and founder of Centerpoint Research Institute.
I had a student named Robert. Robert was a gay man. He was taking an online course I have, part of which entails email access to me. And he outlined all of the grim realities of his life. In his job, all the people ganged up on him, and it was constantly stressful because of how nasty they were with him. When he walked down the street, every block he was accosted by homophobic people who wanted to abuse him in some way. He was wanting to become a stand-up comedian. And when he went out and did a stand-up comedy job, everybody heckled him about being gay. And his whole life was one of a lot of unhappiness and misery, and it all focused around this idea of being attacked because he was gay. I began to teach him that he was focusing on what he did not want. I directed him back to his email that he sent me and said, read it again. Look at all the things you do not want that you're telling me about. And I can tell you're very passionate about this. When you focus on something with a lot of passion, it makes it happen even faster. And then he really started taking this thing about focusing on what you want to heart. And he began really trying it. He said that all the people in his office that had been harassing him either transferred to another department, quit working at the company, or started totally leaving him alone, and he began to love his job. He noticed that when he was walking down the street that nobody came up to him and harassed him anymore. They just weren't there. When he went and did his stand-up comedy routines, he started getting standing ovations and nobody was heckling him. His whole life changed because he changed from focusing on what he did not want, what he was afraid of, what he wanted to avoid, to focusing on what he did want.
Robert's life changed because he changed his thoughts. He emitted a different frequency out into the universe. The universe must deliver the pictures of the new frequency, no matter how impossible the situation might seem. Robert's new thoughts became his new frequency, and the pictures of his entire life changed. Your life is in your hands. No matter where you are now, no matter what has happened in your life, you can begin to consciously choose your thoughts and you can change your life. There is no such thing as a hopeless situation. Every single circumstance of your life can change. Yeah,
yeah. The power of your mind. Michael Bernard Beckwith.
And so you end up attracting to you the predominant thoughts that you're holding in your awareness, whether those thoughts are conscious or whether they're unconscious. That's the rub.
Whether you've been aware of your thoughts in the past or not, now you are becoming aware. Right now, with the knowledge of the secret, you are waking up from a deep sleep and becoming aware. Aware of the knowledge, aware of the law, aware of the power you have through your thoughts.
Dr. John DeMartini.
If you look very carefully when it comes to the secret and the power of our mind and the power of our intention in our daily lives, it's all around us. All we got to do is open our eyes and look.
Lisa Nichols.
You can see law of attraction everywhere. You draw everything to yourself. People, the job, the circumstances, the health, the wealth, the debt, the joy, the car that you drive, the community that you're in, and you've drawn them all to you like a magnet. What you think about, you bring about. Your life is a physical manifestation of the thoughts that go on in your head.
This is a universe of inclusion, not exclusion. Nothing is excluded from the law of attraction. Your life is a mirror of the dominant thoughts you think. All living things on this planet operate through the law of attraction. The difference with humans is that they have a mind that can discern. They can use their free will to choose their thoughts. They have the power to intentionally think and create their entire life with their mind.
Dr. Fred Alan Wolf, quantum physicist, lecturer, and award-winning author.
I mean, I'm not talking to you from the point of view of just wishful thinking or imaginary craziness. I'm talking to you from a deeper, basic understanding. Quantum physics really begins to point to this discovery. It says that you can't have a universe without mind entering into it, that the mind is actually shaping the very thing that is being perceived.
If you think about the analogy of being the most powerful transmission tower in the universe, you will see the perfect correlation with Dr. Wolf's words. Your mind thinks thoughts, and the pictures are broadcast back as your life experience. You not only create your life with your thoughts, but your thoughts add powerfully to the creation of the world. If you thought that you were insignificant and had no power in this world, think again. Your mind is actually shaping the world around you. The amazing work and discoveries of the quantum physicists over the last 80 years has brought us to a greater understanding of the unfathomable power of the human mind to create. Their work parallels the words of the world's great minds, including Carnegie, Emerson, Shakespeare, Bacon, Krishnamurti, and Buddha.
Bob Proctor.
If you don't understand it, doesn't mean you should reject it. You don't understand electricity, probably, and yet you enjoy the benefits of it. Do you know how it works? I don't know how it works, but I do know this, that you can cook a man's dinner with electricity, and you can also cook the man.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
People oftentimes, when they begin to understand the great secret, become frightened of all of these negative thoughts that they have. It has been proven now scientifically that an affirmative thought is hundreds of times more powerful than a negative thought. So that eliminates a degree of worry right there.
It really does take many negative thoughts and persistent negative thinking to bring something negative into your life. However, if you persist in thinking negative thoughts over a period of time, they will appear in your life. If you worry about having negative thoughts, you will attract more worrying about your negative thoughts and multiply them at the same time. Decide right now that you are going to think only good thoughts. At the same time, proclaim to the universe that all your good thoughts are very powerful and that any negative thoughts are very weak.
Lisa Nichols.
Thank God there's a time delay, that all of your thoughts don't come true instantly. We'd be in trouble if they did. The time delay serves you. It allows you to reassess, think about what you want, and make a new choice.
All of your power to create your life is available right now, because right now is when you are thinking. If you have had some thoughts that will not be beneficial when they manifest, then right now, you can change your thinking. You can erase your previous thoughts by replacing them with good thoughts. Time serves you because you can think new thoughts and emit a new frequency now.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
You want to choose your thoughts carefully and you want to have fun with this because you are the masterpiece of your own life. You are the Michelangelo of your own life. The David that you are sculpting is you.
One way to master your mind is to learn to quiet your mind. Without exception, every teacher in this book uses meditation as a daily practice. It wasn't until I discovered the secret that I realized how powerful meditation can be. Meditation quiets your mind, helps you control your thoughts, and revitalizes your body. The great news is that you don't have to set aside hours to meditate. Just 3 to 10 minutes a day to begin with can be incredibly powerful for gaining control over your thoughts. To become aware of your thoughts, you can also set the intention, I am the master of my thoughts. Say it often, meditate on it, and as you hold to that intention, by the law of attraction, you must become that. You are now receiving the knowledge that will enable you to create the most magnificent version of you. The possibility of that version of you already exists on the frequency of the most magnificent version of you. Decide what you want to be, do, and have. Think the thoughts of it. Emit the frequency. And your vision will become your life.
St. Secret Summaries. The great secret of life is the law of attraction. The law of attraction says like attracts like. So when you think a thought, you are also attracting like thoughts to you. Thoughts are magnetic, and thoughts have a frequency. As you think thoughts, they are sent out into the universe, and they magnetically attract all like things that are on the same frequency. Everything sent out returns to the source, you. You are like a human transmission tower, transmitting a frequency with your thoughts. If you want to change anything in your life, change the frequency by changing your thoughts. Your current thoughts are creating your future life. What you think about the most or focus on the most will appear as your life. Your thoughts become things. Chapter 2, The Secret, Made Simple. Michael Bernard Beckwith.
We live in a universe in which there are laws. Just as there's a law of gravity, if you fall off a building, it doesn't matter whether you're a good person or a bad person, you can hit the ground.
The law of attraction is a law of nature. It is as impartial and impersonal as the law of gravity is. It is precise and it is exact.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
Everything that's around you right now in your life, including the things you're complaining about, you've attracted. Now, I know at first blush that's going to be something that you hate to hear. You're going to immediately say, I didn't attract the car accident. I didn't attract this particular client. I didn't particularly attract the debt. I didn't attract whatever it happens to be that you're complaining about. And I'm here to be a little bit in your face and to say, yes, you did attract it. And this is one of the hardest concepts to get. But once you've accepted it, it's life transforming.
Often when people first hear this part of the secret, they recall events in history where masses of lives were lost, and they find it incomprehensible that so many people could have attracted themselves to the event. By the law of attraction, they had to be on the same frequency as the event. It doesn't necessarily mean they thought of that exact event, but the frequency of their thoughts matched the frequency of the event. If people believe they can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they have no control over outside circumstances, those thoughts of fear, separation, and powerlessness, if persistent, can attract them to being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You have a choice right now. Do you want to believe that it's just the luck of the draw and bad things can happen to you at any time? Do you want to believe that you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, that you have no control over circumstances? Or do you want to believe and know that your life experience is in your hands and that only all good can come into your life because that is the way you think? You have a choice, and whatever you choose to think will become your life experience. Nothing can come into your experience unless you summon it through persistent thoughts.
Bob Doyle.
Most of us attract by default. We just think that we don't have any control over it. Our thoughts are on autopilot, our feelings are on autopilot, and so everything is just brought to us by default.
No one would ever deliberately bring anything unwanted to them. Without the knowledge of the secret, it is easy to see how some unwanted things may have occurred in your life or other people's lives. It simply came from a lack of awareness of the great creative power of our thoughts.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
Now, if this is your first time to hear this, it may feel like, oh, I have to now monitor my thoughts. This is going to be a lot of work. It will seem like that at first, but that's where the fun begins.
The fun is that there are many shortcuts to the secret, and you get to choose the shortcuts that work best for you. Keep listening and you'll see how.
Marcy Shimoff, author, international speaker, and transformational leader.
It's impossible to monitor every thought we have, Researchers tell us that we have about 60,000 thoughts a day. Can you imagine how exhausted you'd feel trying to control all of those thoughts? Fortunately, there's an easier way, and it's our feelings. Our feelings let us know what it is that we're thinking.
The importance of feelings cannot be overstated. Your feelings are your greatest tool to help you create your life. Your thoughts are the primary cause of everything. Everything else you see and experience in this world is effect, and that includes your feelings. The cause is always your thoughts.
Bob Doyle.
The emotions are this incredible gift that we have to let us know what we're attracting.
Your feelings tell you very quickly what you're thinking. For just a second, think about when your feelings suddenly took a dive. Maybe when you heard some bad news. That feeling in your stomach or solar plexus was instant. So your feelings are an immediate signal for you to know what you are thinking. You want to become aware of how you're feeling and get in tune with how you're feeling, because it is the fastest way for you to know what you're thinking.
Lisa Nichols.
You have good feelings and you have bad feelings. And you know the difference between the two, because one makes you feel good and the other makes you feel bad. It's the depression, it's the guilt, it's the resentment, the anger. It's those feelings that don't make you feel empowered. Those are the bad feelings.
No one can tell you whether you are feeling good or bad, because you are the only one who knows how you're feeling at any time. If you're not sure how you're feeling, just ask yourself. You can stop and ask this question often during the day, and as you do, you will become more aware of how you're feeling. The most important thing for you to know is that it is impossible to feel bad and at the same time be having good thoughts. That would defy the law, because your thoughts cause your feelings. If you are feeling bad, it is because you are thinking thoughts that are making you feel bad. Your thoughts determine your frequency, and your feelings tell you immediately what frequency you are on. When you are feeling bad, you are on the frequency of drawing more bad things. The law of attraction must respond by broadcasting back to you more pictures of bad things and things that will make you feel bad. As you feel bad and don't make any effort to change your thoughts and feel better, you are in effect saying, "Bring me more circumstances that will make me feel bad. Bring it on."
Lisa Nichols.
The flip side to that is that you have good emotions, good feelings, and you know when they come because they make you feel good. Excitement, joy, gratitude, love. Imagine if we can feel that way every day. When you celebrate the good feelings, you'll draw to you more good feelings and things that make you feel good.
Bob Doyle.
It's really so simple. It's right there. The answer is, what am I attracting right now? Well, how do you feel? I feel good. Well, good. Keep doing that.
It is impossible to feel good and at the same time be having negative thoughts. If you are feeling good, it is because you are thinking good thoughts. You see, you can have whatever you want in your life, no limits. But there's one catch. You have to feel good. And when you think about it, isn't that all you ever want? The law is indeed perfect.
Marcy Shimoff.
If you're feeling good, then you're creating a future that's on track with what you're desiring. If you're feeling bad, you're creating a future that's off track with your desires. So as you go about your day, the law of attraction is working in every second. Everything we think, everything we're feeling is creating our future. If you're worried, if you're in fear, then that's bringing more of that into your life throughout the day.
When you are feeling good, you must be thinking good thoughts. So you are on track and you are emitting a powerful frequency that is attracting back to you more good things that will make you feel good. Seize those moments when you are feeling good and milk them. Be aware that as you are feeling good, you are powerfully attracting more good things to you. Let's go one step further. What if your feelings are actually communication from the universe to let you know what you're thinking?
Jack Canfield.
Our feelings are a feedback mechanism to us about whether we're on track or not, whether we're on course or off course.
Remember that your thoughts are the primary cause of everything. So when you think a sustained thought, it is immediately sent out into the universe. That thought magnetically attaches itself to the light frequency, and then within seconds sends the reading of that frequency back to you through your feelings. Put another way, your feelings are communication back to you from the universe, telling you what frequency you are currently on. Your feelings are your frequency feedback mechanism. When you are feeling good feelings, it is communication back from the universe saying you are thinking good thoughts. Likewise, when you are feeling bad, you are receiving communication back from the universe saying you are thinking bad thoughts. So when you are feeling bad, it is communication from the universe, and in effect it is saying something like this.
Warning, change thinking now. Negative frequency recording. Change frequency. Counting down to manifestation. Warning.
The next time you are feeling bad or feeling any negative emotion, listen to the signal you are receiving from the universe. In that moment, you are blocking your own good from coming to you because you are on a negative frequency. Change your thoughts and think about something good. And when the good feelings start to come, you will know it was because you shifted yourself onto a new frequency. And the universe has confirmed it with better feelings.
Bob Doyle.
You're getting exactly what you're feeling about, not so much what you're thinking about. That's why people, if they stub their toe out of bed, they tend to spiral. The whole day goes like that. They have no clue that a simple shifting of their emotions can change their entire day and life. If you start out having a good day and you're in that particular happy feeling, as long as you don't allow something to change your mood, you're going to continue to attract, by the law of attraction, more situations, circumstances, people that sustain that happy feeling.
We all have experienced those days or times when one thing after another goes wrong. The chain reaction began with one thought. Whether you were aware of it or not, the one bad thought attracted more bad thoughts, the frequency locked in, and eventually something went wrong. Then, as you reacted to that one thing going wrong, you attracted more things going wrong. Reactions just attract more of the same, and the chain reaction must keep occurring until you move yourself off that frequency by intentionally changing your thoughts. You can shift your thoughts to what you want, receive confirmation through your feelings that you change your frequency, and the law of attraction will grab hold of that new frequency and send it back to you as the new pictures of your life. Now here is where you can harness your feelings and use them to turbocharge what you want in your life.